There's an important question that every NFL fan asks at some point. Who do you think is the best division in the league? The next important question immediately following is, who do you think is the worst division in the league? At least one of the members of this staff say it is the AFC West, but worry not, once again, due to injuries and many other dramatic situations, there are stories to follow, drama to catch up with, and action to be witnessed nonetheless. I'm Kyle, the student of the game. To my right, once again, Chris Rankin, Stephen Weasel Hurley, here to bring you the action and all the news behind it. Preseason camps are starting, looking excited, got the NFC West done, AFC West on tap, starting out with the Broncos. Now, I'm kind of immune to it already because we happen to live in the state of Florida, for those you don't know. It's in the air already, yeah. So, but I mean, we're pretty much immune to too much Tebow, the fact that he is condemnable as being one of these rookies who's getting all this hype, who's getting all this money, who's getting all these endorsements in his case, without having taken an NFL snap. And frankly, if I'm Josh McDaniel, the head coach, I wouldn't have him taking an NFL snap this year, at least as a quarterback. But,
you know, I'm sure you're going to mention that we have Brady Quinn and Orton, right?
Kyle Orton, right, still labeled as a starter at the moment, right.
It'll be a year or two.
It should be,
yeah,
is what I'm saying, exactly. There's a lot of people who have already asked me outside the show for over or under how many games before Tebow plays this year. I always lead off at the preamble of he shouldn't be playing at all this year, at least at quarterback. However, I'm going to say over 6, under 10. Shouldn't happen that way, but I have a feeling it will. Anybody have a weigh-in on that, over or under 10 games for Tim Tebow?
No, I have a rushing touchdown against Jacksonville all week long.
Okay.
They have no other running backs on the team. They're going to move them to running back.
We'll get to that in a minute, Weasel.
I don't think it's going to be maybe, like, maybe the last couple games, but they got two decent quarterbacks.
So you say over.
In front of them.
Brady Quinn is not a decent quarterback. Let's get that right. DeVaris Jackson is better than Brady. DeVaris Jackson is better than Brady Quinn.
Wow.
You know how I feel about DeVaris Jackson, too. I'm just saying. So, you know, or we could keep things real to keep you in line with making fun of the Bears team like you keep wanting to do. Jay Cutler is better than Brady Quinn, for goodness sake. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, so going to Kyle Orton, still a winning, probably the most unappreciated winning quarterback in the NFL. We'll leave it at that. No Sean Moreno. Oh, wait, he's hurt. Carrell Buckhalter. Is he hurt? I don't know.
Yes,
he is hurt?
He's hurt.
Okay. They picked up Lindale White. He's not hurt yet.
No, he is hurt now.
He is hurt. Okay.
And he's suspended.
On top of everything
he'll get 4 games
right. So there's 3 top running backs right there. Gosh, do they have anybody else?
Well, for Moreno,
yes. Yeah, they just picked up Justin Fargas.
Okay. Former Raven, right.
Who would probably get hurt also because he's injured.
Give it time. Weasel?
He does have an injured hamstring. He most likely will be back in 1, but I think he's going to miss the 3.
To whom do you refer?
No Sean Moreno.
Okay, yeah. And I heard he might be back in time for the season as well, but, you know, it's a heck of a camp he got going.
Yeah.
I mean, it always seems like the Broncos have running back injury issues. The past 2 years, it's been that. Whatever.
But it's not even just the running backs.
Well, we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
The receiver course looks decent until you realize they don't have Brandon Marshall anymore, but Eddie Royal, Brandon Lloyd, Brandon Stokely, acceptable. Daniel Graham at tight end, not bad. You know, but okay. I don't know if they can overcome having 0 running backs, but whatever. And on defense, you got Aiken Adoa, linebacker, another linebacker, big contributor, Elvis Duvernay. Oh, wait. Out 4 to 5 months with a torn pec. Oops. So, I thought he was slightly overrated before. Well, having him even in slightly overrated capacity is better than not having him at all, that's for certain.
And his replacement broke his hand and knees out for a couple weeks.
Oh my god, okay, I didn't know that part. Wow. So the good points of their defensive list still remain as Champ Bailey, Audrey Goodman, and Brian Dawkins at the safety spot. Overall, I mean, we're already spotting injury troubles, kind of makes it hard to gauge where they are, but this is the AFC West. You do get to play the Raiders twice. You do get to play the Chiefs twice. And oh, by the way, the NFC West is on your schedule as well. I don't know if it could get any more powder puff than this, and on the strength of that, I see the Broncos managing somehow by some miracle a 6-10. Weasel.
We give them 8-8, 4-2 in the division.
Wow!
It was 4-2. It's, you got wins against Kansas City.
Okay, Chris, and let's bring the pessimism to the argument.
I got them 2-4 in the division. 2-14 overall. They're only going to beat Oakland and Kansas City.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I think I might be, but I remember them playing the NFC South as their other division. I just said the NFC West. See, I did get it wrong. And their other AFC division, I don't remember what it is off the bat. I'll probably look that up in a second. But,
Just their injuries that are going on right now. And when you have to cancel training camp because you don't have enough players to have a camp, it's not looking forward to the season.
You know, Weasel and I have done a bunch of games where we've had so many receivers out that you had to do this during the season. I've never heard of there are so many people dead that no practice today, guys. There's nobody here to run the ball. That's kind of rough. I got to be honest.
The busiest person in their camp is their trainer. He's had the most reps out of everyone.
I hope they got more than one. I'm just saying. So, anyways, with that, moving on to
another key loss was Tony Scheffler.
Oh yeah, that's right. He is actually playing for a different team now, I believe. Yeah.
Yes.
He's with the Lions.
Yep.
Okay, we'll get to them in the NFC North. But yeah, that is a key to departure. But like we touched on too, they got Daniel Graham to back that up. Chef is good. He's been getting hurt a little bit over the past couple of years. Probably didn't want to deal with that baggage anymore. And so with that, we will move on to the Kansas City Chiefs with such quarterback greats as Matt Castle and Brody Croyle running the show. Sorry, they got rid of Tyler Thigpen or whatever his name was. But I just don't see. I look at this and I think just like the Rams roster, except I think these guys might actually have a little less. You look at their receiver core, Dwayne Bowe, Terrence Copper, good pickup, Chris Chambers, okay, passable. Their only running back of any reasonable note is Jamaal Charles, who's really kind of mediocre-ish. And they got Mike Vrabel and Derek Johnson at linebacker. Anybody else notice anything worth mentioning that I'm missing? Anybody?
Thomas Jones.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so.
I'm glad you saved that. I wasn't going to be confused.
About Dexter McCoy. He's like a versatile running back. He'll be all right in that offense.
And where did he come from, Weasel? Okay. Any reason why you decided to ask about him, or you just...
What? No, because he was regarded as like one of the most versatile players in the draft. And I thought he didn't like line up as wide receiver in the backfield and stuff. So,
Oh, you're hoping for a Chiefs version of the Wildcat. Yeah, that'll be laughable. Anyways, first of all, to clear up previous confusion, the AFC South is the other division they'll be playing, probably contributing to Chris's pessimism in the two-game winning season for the Broncos. But as records go for the Chiefs, I share in pessimism for this team, 3-13. Chris, what do you got?
I got 4-12, 2-4 in the division.
Let's see, back to being the optimist. Weasel.
4-12, 2-4.
I have 1-5 in the division myself, so. And you said 4-12?
4-12.
Wow, really optimistic. Okay. So, speaking of injuries, another camp where there was a ton, I give you the San Diego Chargers. Of course, we have the quarterback situation being Philip the Fraud. Billy Volk, I believe, is still the backup. And then Darren Sproles as the running back. Anybody who ever heard of his backup? Because I haven't.
Ryan Mack running back.
Yeah.
He was a draft pick.
Okay, so yeah, new draft pick. All right. Super. The receiver core, Legadu Nani and Malcolm Floyd. Why do I not mention Vincent Jackson? He's officially a holdout right now. And on top of that, 3-game suspension for violating the NFL conduct policy.
And Malcolm Floyd and Buster Davis are out, and they have a hamstring injury, so they're day-to-day, and they got him in the knee, an injured groin, so they're kind of...
Oh, I didn't realize Nanee was injured. Okay, well, yeah, so there will be problems there. Okay. they do still have Antonio Gates. Thank God, says the fraud. But over their O-line, I heard there was a few injuries there. Weasley got anything for me on that? Or
yeah. Okay, well, they got Marcus McNeil. He's holding him.
Mm-hmm.
He got his supposed starter coming in, Brandon Dombrowski, gets a groin injury. His backup is Nick Richmond. He has a knee injury. Both of them are out a couple weeks. So they have a left guard, Tyrone Green, who may move to left tackle.
Okay.
I don't know what's up with Marcus McNeil, but they kind of...
Well, yeah, and Marcus McNeil is actually, I mean, it may not be a name people recognize right off the bat because other linemen don't get the press, but that's a name I've seen a lot on that line. He's kind of a staple for that crew, and he's probably, look, I need to get paid. This little man hasn't tried to run past me. I'm working way too hard. Help him up there. Anyway, so speaking of big men who are important to the team, defensive lineman Luis Castillo continues to anchor that line. But it seems that defense is not without their holdout issues as well. Sean Merriman holding out as well. Quentin Jammer and Nathan Basher are your top DBs for the team, having recently parted with Antonio Cromartie, much to the chagrin of the Chargers, much to the joy of the Jets fan in the room right now. Still, despite tons of injuries, although I didn't realize their receiver core was as injured as I thought, I really don't care. We all know that Gates is going to be catching all the balls anyway. 11-4, based on the fact they have a really crap schedule and will somehow limp past the Texans because they always lose an important game. Weasel.
10-6, 5-1 division.
Chris.
I got them 9-7, 5-1 division.
9-7. Okay, so I had 4-2 in the division myself. Going over to the Raiders, rounding out the fourth team of the AFC West, finally departed with what, fiscally speaking, at the very least, cannot be denied the biggest bust ever, Jamarcus Russell, $40 million for eating donuts.
I throw a ball far.
For those who don't know, that's like a former kicker, Sebastian Janikowski. I think he's still playing.
Still there, he just signed a
current kicker. Okay. Yeah. Kicker Sebastian Janikowski, who very famously says, "I kick ball far." He may not really, but it seems like he should. And let's see, we got Jason Campbell there, his backup Brad Gradkowski, and a big, important wrestling match for the third spot on this roster at quarterback. Charlie Fry and Kyle, I should have been a bowler. Drama! Anyway, so running back, we got Darren McFadden still, Michael Bush, Rock Cartwright, pick up from the Redskins. And their receiver core, a bunch of two guys who are pretty decent, Jarius Lyons and Lewis Murphy. And then we start getting the Darius Hayward Bay, the reason why Michael Crabtree held out. So I just want to punch him right in the face like David Moss. Right, Weasel? Anyways, tight end Zach Miller, very formidable. And their defense is what I want to concentrate on for a minute. On D-line, they got Richard Seymour. You got Terrell Scott, Cameron Wimbley at linebacker, and Nwandi Asamoah. Probably the hardest name to say in the NFL, and also one of the best corners as well. Another inflated contract issue, by the way. Asamoah's contract being as high as it is the reason why Darrell Revis is holding out so high in New York.
Collaborators.
Mm-hmm. Just saying. There's a reason why in Oakland they'd smile whenever Al Davis grabbed his chest in pain. I'm just saying. I got that from an Oakland fan. This isn't me being bitter. I'm just saying. So anyways, all that aside, the Raiders will still, on the strength of good defense and a crappy schedule, 6-10 because teams will sleep on them. And I got a split. Excuse me. I got 2-4 in the division. Weaver.
0-6 in the division, and 3-13.
Optimistic.
Yes.
Chris.
I got a split in the division, and 7-9 overall.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
He really is optimistic.
Yeah, okay. They picked up another speed receiver, Jacoby Ford, from Clemson.
Wow.
So he got him as fast as anything. Him and T.J. Spiller at Clemson last year were just going at it.
See, the receiver corps for the Raiders doesn't have a shortage of speed. I mean, you got Hayward.
I know.
You got Johnny Lee Higgins.
They're trying to do what Florida does. They're trying to be the fastest team. Which they pretty much close got it.
They don't have the O-line to block long enough.
Right. Well, they did also they did draft two offensive linemen.
Yeah.
But six defensive players they drafted. And which is weird because four of them were defensive backs.
Well, yeah. So I felt like they did concentrate a lot on defense in the draft. And at the time, if we had had to show, what I would have said was, your defense is already decent. Why don't you get somebody to move the ball? Or, I mean, you did mention they did have a couple pickups at O-line to actually protect and drive position down the field a little bit, too. So they're moving in the right direction, maybe? At least it wasn't like last year's draft where it didn't look like Al Davis was throwing something at a dartboard. I'm just saying. So with that here, we're pretty much good on time for that. So we'll go ahead and wrap up the episode here. Any thoughts, feelings, or opinions you have, please send them to us at sotg@gmail.com, at gmail.com, because, you know, we changed the technical difficulties and whatnot. Also, follow us on Twitter at thesotg.com. Probably start tweeting that again very soon. And with that, we will see you in the north.